Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
Corregidor, the fortified island at the entrance to Manila Bay in the Philippines, had been shelled steadily for months by Japanese bombers and guns. Despite the incessant pounding, American defenders, huddled in the rock-hewn tunnels of Corregidor, fought on. The Japanese successfully invaded the island on May 5th and overwhelmed the weakened American forces.
A Japanese landing attack is now in progress on the island of Corregidor, the last remaining American fortress in the Philippines.
The last messages sent out by the radio operator at Corregidor on May 5th, 1942.
Just made broadcast to Manila to arrange meeting for surrender. The white flag is up. I know now how a mouse feels. Caught in a trap.
Nothing further has been heard from Corregidor.
Over the Manila radio the other day, a voice spoke in English. The speaker, who coughed and who appeared to be very tired, said he was General Wainwright, and he called upon the other commanders to stop fighting.
Commanding General Jonathan Wainwright was in a hopeless position, commanding a force of only 12,000 men, most of whom were in no condition to fight. He surrendered to the Japanese, who forced him to broadcast an appeal to all remaining American soldiers in the Philippines to lay down their arms.
This is Lieutenant General J.M. Wainwright. Message for General Sharp, commanding the Mindanao and Visayan forces. Subject, surrender.
On the 10th of May, 1942, General Melvin Sharp, commander of the remaining U.S. combatants in the Philippines, gave the order to surrender. The Japanese had allotted 50 days to conquer the Philippines. It took over 5 months. The delay was instrumental in helping to destroy the Japanese momentum in the Southwest Pacific. I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America, in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.